Hey Jeff, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
That's really good to hear. I'm doing pretty good myself. So you are currently on tour, and you're going to be stopping off not only in St. Catharines, but Port Colborne as well, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now I have to ask, what is your favorite part about being on tour?
You know what, I think my favorite part is the travel. We've gotten to see so much of Ontario on this tour, and then we're going to be going across Canada. So my favorite part is just seeing areas and places that I would otherwise have never even thought to really stop in. So that's really a huge part of it for me.
So you've been to a lot of different places and you've seen a lot of different venues. When you get to these places, before you go on stage, do you ever get nervous?
I do get nervous. It's different. In the beginning, it was really strong nerves. Now it's really more of an anxiousness to get the show going and, you know, I hope that it's good and I hope the crowd is into it. And I really just hope that they have a good time and I hope it comes together. And the nerves are always there. There's always that sort of, you know, feeling in your stomach right before you go on and that anticipation, but much different than in the way of like when you first start compared to now, but still there. I actually, if it's not there, if I'm not nervous before a show, I know something's wrong.
When it comes to your shows, you're very much known for bringing the audience into it. What led to them being such a big part of your show?
You know, it was really that I had gotten sort of bored of doing the standard routine that I had been doing for years and years and saying the same jokes over and over again. And I really wanted a way to make each show a lot more personal for the crowd so that, you know, when they leave really feeling like, wow, that show was really for us. Like we will never see that again. And even if they came back in the same place the very next night, or even if it's two shows in the same night at the same venue, you would literally see two different shows. And it was really, for me, it was a way to kind of give the audience that really, really personal style show, really unique, and then involve them in the creation of it. So not only were they there to watch the show, they felt like they were really a part of the creation of it.
So what do you have coming up next? Is there anything big on the horizon?
Well, the plan right now is actually that we're taking this across the country, and it's probably going to last pretty much the rest of the year. As we're doing the tour, at the same time, we're shooting a web series that goes along with it. So we film all of our car rides to and from the shows. We film all of the shows. So once the tour is coming to a close, we're going to be starting to release those web series episodes kind of once a week. And then the plan from that actually is next year do another tour, and then probably next year or the year after work our way into the U.S. as well. Once we've gone across Canada, the plan is to go down there.
That is really cool. So if people come and partake and enjoy the show, there's a chance that they'll be featured on those web series.
Yes, very, very, very possible. They may be a part of the series. We don't include anybody that wouldn't want to be on the show. And really with my show, like anybody that is involved in the show is really people that are there for a good time. They're there to have fun. It's not about mocking them or them feeling bad or, you know, being embarrassed. It has nothing to do with that at all. It's really more of like a build them up, make them feel good, make them really feel like a part of the show. And so, yeah, at the end of this, we could have some people getting their 15 minutes of fame out of it.
Thanks again, Jeff, so much for talking to me today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Good luck with both of your shows. I hope you enjoy being in the area.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that so much.